You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Labour Party has announced a new policy of sanctions against Israel following a recent ICJ ruling. The ruling states Israel has breached international law with their long-term illegal occupation of Palestinian territories. This week, Ngāpuhi also led a protest to Parliament in response to the repeal of Section 7AA of the Oranga Tamariki Act. The section is primarily intended to give practical effect to Te Tiritiro Waitangi within the Act. It measures and reduces disparities for Māori, creates partnership with iwi, delegates functions of the Act to Māori organisations, and ensures cultural competency of staff. It is not concerned with decision-making to individual children. National Iwi Chairs Forum spokesperson Rapui Papa told MPs, with the scrapping of 7AA, we believe more harm will come to our mokopuna. For our weekly catch-up with the Labour Party, I spoke to MP Shannon Halbert about both of these topics. What is Labour's new policy for sanctions against Israel?
This week, the Labour Party called on the government to support the recent International Court of Justice ruling by using its procurement rules to ban government agencies from purchasing goods or services from Israel's illegal settlements in the occupied Palestinian territories. This is something that I've seen firsthand, the volunteers and people rallying down in Britomart in Auckland weekend after weekend. They want action from this government, and so we've stepped out this week to take it one step further ahead of the rallies this weekend that will take place across the country.
Given that this announcement is in light of the recent ICJ decision, is there more that New Zealand can do to sanction Israeli apartheid?
Definitely, and this is why we've called on the government to uphold international law. This is not something that New Zealand is coming up with in isolation. It's been ruled in the International Court of Justice, and so we expect Aotearoa New Zealand to do the same. It's the one thing that we can do to show solidarity for those that are suffering in the illegal occupation.
And do you feel like Labour has a strong enough stance on not just the long-term apartheid in Palestine, but the more recent genocide?
Well, I've been there a number of weekends showing support for those that are rallying for Palestine. When I reflect on the past, there are some difficulties at times. But what we must focus on now is standing in solidarity for Palestine. We've called for a ceasefire, which is what they asked for us, and we want to see this government, a national-led government, taking action in the same way.
Will you support what other parties have called for, such as the expulsion of the Israeli ambassador?
Certainly, that's something that we've called on the government to consider. That's a decision for them. But I've stood weekend after weekend supporting those that have been rallying for Palestine in Auckland at Britomart. And it's important that their voices are heard. And this government has either been slow off the mark to respond, and calling for a ceasefire is one example. But they need to take further action. It's an illegal occupation since 1967, and we are New Zealand. We stand up for those that are vulnerable, and I expect this government to do the same.
Protesters, largely from Ngāpuhi, came to Parliament this week to protest the 7AA repeal. Is Labour supportive of these protesters?
Well, it's important that Māori stand up against the government that clearly week after week, if not day after day, are rolling out anti-Māori policies. Ngāpuhi clearly stands against 7AA when we look at the number of tamariki that are in Oranga Tamariki's care that are from Ngāpuhi. It's important that their voice is heard, that the government is consulting them on this decision, but they've been shut out of this discussion. And so rightfully they are concerned. They're not the only iwi in Aotearoa New Zealand to be concerned by the 7AA legislation. In fact, I can't see anyone that has come in and submitted over the past 2 weeks that supports this particular bill. It just doesn't make sense and says that the government isn't listening. The second anti-Māori policy that I've been very vocal about is the Māori Wards legislation, which creates a poll for only Māori, which isn't applied to other rural areas or other population groups. So on that basis, it is discriminatory, and we saw that in the Kaipara yesterday, where the Kaipara Council voted to not continue with the Māori ward that they've established. Now, that goes against the evidence and the feedback from councils across the country who have said every Māori ward that has been established has been a good thing for Māori and for the whole of the community. So, you know, the government keeps on peddling out anti-Māori rhetoric. We saw Paul Goldsmith this week remove Te Reo Māori from a Matariki invitation to the Australian ambassador. Where does it end? And I just don't understand where this government is coming from, that they continue to see this as a priority, when actually the priority that New Zealanders want them to sort out is the cost of living.
On what grounds do you believe the government is making these decisions, like to repeal 7AA?
Well, they have very limited evidence to suggest that this is a good thing. In 7AA example, there is actually no evidence that I understand. All research points to the fact that that people need to know who they are, where they come from, and to have a wonderful supporting whānau around them. That's exactly what 7AA does, and that's why that legislation was put in. It doesn't make sense to remove that at this particular time, just like it doesn't make sense to continue on with boot camps when, you know, we know that they haven't been successful in the past. There's no evidence to suggest so. It doesn't make sense to disestablish the Māori Health Authority, where Māori have the poorest health outcomes in the country. It doesn't make sense to remove Māori wards. So, you know, where does it end with this government and their anti-Māori policies? It's very concerning. And so I really applaud Ngā Puhi and other iwi and urban Māori standing up to what this government is doing. It's unnecessary.
And what is the end result of this government's anti-Māori agenda?
That's a really good question, because it seems to be accelerating, and the next point will be the Treaty Principles Bill. And while the National Party has ruled out their support to go beyond a first reading, there's no guarantee on that. And submissions will be done where people from across the country, including groups like Hobson's Pledge, the most racist group in this country, will get to make submissions, and they will get to have their say on the founding document of this country. Now, that's not good for race relations in New Zealand. We saw John Key come out over the weekend and say, bring the temperature down, but that's not what I'm seeing this government do. Whether it be the little things like Paul Goldsmith removing Te Reo Māori from a Matariki invitation, or whether it's accelerating towards race relations, accelerating towards the Treaty Principles Bill. Now, it's a sad thing for our country because we've come so far. Māori are our te tiriti partner. We must honour that. But there's actually better ways to open the doors to have consultation, discussion and engagement with Te Ao Māori around what their priorities are, and that's just not what I'm seeing from this government.
And how does Labor plan to keep responding to these attacks?
Our Māori caucus has been very strong on these issues. We've been to the protests and rallies across the country. When legislation has come through the House, our Labor Māori MPs have been down in the trenches fighting against them, criticising the government, asking them questions and holding them to account on the decisions that they are making for Māori and for this country. What I've been surprised by and very disappointed by, and I look back to the Māori wards legislation, where we believed it was discriminatory, but this government, the Minister Simeon Brown and the backbench MPs from the National Party were whakahihi. They were arrogant about pushing this legislation through. They didn't understand the sensitivity of this and really what it means for our country. Politics is one thing, but when you start to damage our Indigenous people, that is incredibly concerning, and it just isn't stopping.
Ngā mihi, Labor MP Shannon Halbert, for having a korero with us on Labor's new policy for sanctions against Israel and the protests against the 7AA repeal, which many critics have stated is anti-Māori racism.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.